Hello.
Hi, I'm calling for Fantasia.
This is her.
Hi, sorry. My name is Jaden. I'm calling on a recorded line. This is in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
So I'm calling in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit. I just wanted to follow up and see how you're doing with this.
I haven't got any updates.
Okay. And I just want to see where you're at and if we can help you out today. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Do you already have somebody assisting you with filing a claim?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I cannot hear you.
Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
Yes. I didn't sign anything yet, but yes.
Okay, you didn't sign on with one, but you were speaking with one, you said?
Yes.
Do you know the name of the law firm that you spoke with?
No, I do not remember.
That's okay. I mean, as long as you're not in contract with them, that's all right. You did use hair relaxer yourself, correct?
Yes.
And after using hair relaxer, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected?
In 2022, I had a mass. I went through surgery for that, and then I had ovarian cancer, so I had to go through chemo for that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And this all took place in 2022.
Yes.
Okay. Ovarian cancer is an accepted ailment for the attorney group you work with. I'm just gonna get, if I may ask, what year were you, or you said 2022, sorry, what state were you diagnosed in?
Michigan.
Michigan. And then just one second, let me see our statute of limitation for Michigan. Okay, yeah. Michigan statute of limitation is 3 years, so our attorney group could file a claim for you. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit with our attorney group?
Yes.
Okay, and just one second. And then this next part's just for the recorded line again. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Yes.
You did already have an attorney, did you, but you didn't sign on with them, correct?
No.
Okay, so you don't already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I don't.
Okay, perfect. And again, that's just for our group. We just have to make sure that there isn't already a contract out or that exists with you in another group. And this next part's for our attorneys as well. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Perfect. And have you used the hair straightening products or chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Awesome. And thank you for confirming. And unfortunately, you were diagnosed with a type of ovarian cancer.
Yes.
And who would be filing this claim? Is this for yourself?
Yes.
And then, to the best of your knowledge, what was the date of diagnosis? It doesn't have to be the exact. We'll be able to pull the records and everything on our own. Just to the best of your knowledge for you.
I want to say September 2022.
So I have saved September of 2022.
Yes, the
Okay.
end of it, the end of September.
I'll put the 20th. I'll do 09/20/2022.
Okay.
And then this next part, is for the attorneys. Do you know the name of the hospital that you were treated at? Or
Yes, Carmine.
diagnosed? Sorry.
Yes, it's okay. Carmanos Cancer Institution.
Carmanos with a K, correct?
Yes.
Is that on McClair? Hold on.
It's on John R. Street.
John R.
Yes.
John R. Oh, I see it. Okay. I'm just going to read this off to you. I have 316 Conable Avenue. Or that's not it. Not Conable, right?
No.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Just one second. I'm getting this address right now.
Okay.
4100 John R Street, Detroit, Michigan 48201.
Yes.
And that was for Carmanos Cancer Center.
Yes.
Awesome. And do you know the name of the doctor that you're treated by?
Yes, Dr. Gogoi.
Got you. Just one second. And then, do you know the or I'm so sorry, just one second. How did you spell his first name?
I believe it's Gogoi.
Dr. Radhika Gogoi.
Yes.
Perfect. Awesome. And then I'm just going to go over this with you just to confirm that I have all this correct. The
Yeah.
diagnosing doctor's name was Radhika Gogoi, Radhika Gogoi. And then the address that she treated you at was 4100 John R Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48201.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then the phone number I have that I found online was 313-833-1146.
Yes.
Awesome. And did you use hair relaxer or more than, or I'm so sorry. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand for more than 4 times in a single year prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, I was using it like once a month, like or every 2 months.
About once a month or every 2 months, okay. And so how many times per year would you say that you used it? And again, just to the best of your knowledge for your usage. I know it may have been a little bit ago, or if it was recent, it's okay. Just to the best of your knowledge.
I would say at least 10 to 12 times a year.
Got you. 10 to 12 times. And then I just have to confirm again, you did use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then the facility that you were diagnosed at was Karmanos Cancer Center in Walworth. Or Camarano Cancer Center, Walworth Garrett, MD, on 4100 John R Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48201.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just gonna copy this in again really quick. Just 1 second. Okay, I know the address. And thank you for taking the time again to speak about this. And I'm very, very sorry about the diagnosis.
It's okay. Thank you.
Of course, and just to confirm, you are a resident of the United States.
Yes.
And then what was your date of birth?
3/23/02.
03/23/2002.
Yes.
Got you. And have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then just to confirm, have any of your friends, family, loved ones, coworkers, neighbors, relatives, anyone else used hair relaxer and had like a similar experience?
I never really checked to see if they had anything going on while using them.
If you don't know, it's okay. But if anything does come up in the future, just let the attorneys know or reference or just like refer them over to us. We can help them out.
Okay.
And what state did you use the product in? Was it just Michigan?
Yeah.
Got you. And to the best of your knowledge, not exa it doesn't have to be exactly when. When did you start using hair relaxer?
When I was around 4 or 5 years old.
Okay. 4 or 5. So 2007.
Yeah.
And then when was the last time that you used hair relaxer?
I would say I used it a month and a half before I was diagnosed.
And that was in 2000.
2022.
Okay. And that was in about September, so I'll put August of 2022. And how often did you apply these products? Would you say weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
Monthly.
Monthly. And how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer for? Was it from 2007 to 2022?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do the math really quick. Sorry.
It's okay.
1 second. So about 15 years?
Yeah.
Perfect. And did you ever use or receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon or was it just at home?
No, I just use it at home.
Perfect. And do you currently use hair relaxer products?
No.
And which name brand products have you used? On the list, we have Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just for Me, Optimum, Cantu Shea Butter,
I was
Affirm.
using all of them. I try a different one every month.
Okay. So, like most of these?
All of them.
Was there any of them that you like used a little bit more than others, or was it just used all of them?
I switched it up every month, so they was all getting used the same amount of times, honestly.
And then that was, oh wait, so sorry, what was that one?
You repeat that?
So you said you, oh, it was different ones every month.
Yeah, if I switched it up every month, so I was using them all about the same amount of time.
Perfect. Switch up brands every, excuse me. Switch up brands every month. And did the cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Can you repeat that?
So did your, I'm sorry about that. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yeah, because I was using it frankly, and when the pandemic happened, so I was like using them more for my hair.
Got you.
Yeah, that's when I started using them more in 2020. And I was in a lot of pain. I didn't know what it was
Okay.
until I got diagnosed with the mass in my ovaries that
I
was
see.
cancerous.
And then just to confirm, so you did use it, the diagnosis took place 2 or more years after you first started using the product, if you like started.
No, it's no. I started using it on the Fortify, and I started using it more frankly in 2020 when the pandemic happened.
Okay. But you did use it after 2000, the cancer diagnosis happened after 2007 when you first started.
No.
Or not like right after, but like at least 2 years after. 2 or more years after. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
So the diagnosis took place 2 or more years after you first started using the product.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Sorry if these questions are like kind of confusing. If you have any questions, just let me know. They're kind of worded weird sometimes, so I try to ask them like, I don't know, but it's basically just asking if the cancer diagnosis took place 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Was it you said chemo?
Yes.
Was there any other type of treatment?
Nope, just chemo.
Chemotherapy. And then to the best of your knowledge, when was that treatment date?
I want to say October 20th.
Okay. And that was
Yeah.
2022.
Yes.
So the date of treatment I have is 10/20/2022.
Yes.
And was the treating doctor the same as your diagnosing doctor, or was there a different doctor that was treating you?
I had a lot of doctors, so it's kind of hard to remember if I've seen Dr. DeGoy a lot, but no, it was the same doctor. It was the same doctor at the hospital.
Same doctor, and I was at Karmanos Cancer Center.
Yes.
Perfect. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to put all this information in, then we're going to move on. So the treating doctor I'm going to put down is the exact same as the diagnosing doctor. Okay, perfect. And again, all your medical records will be able to show like the names of the doctors involved. So like, these are all just to the best of your knowledge. We'll be able to confirm this later.
Okay.
The name of the doctor I have is Radhika Gagoya.
Yes.
And the main injury was unfortunately ovarian cancer.
Yes.
And again, I'm very sorry about this and thank you for taking the time to speak with us. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Perfect. And then can I have your first name, middle initial, and then last name?
Fantasia S. Jones.
Got you. And then I'm going to confirm the spelling I have is Fantasia, Fantasia.
Yes.
Fantasia. And then what was the middle initial?
S.
Perfect. S. And then Jones, Jones.
Yes.
Awesome. And then this next part is for medical and HIPAA purposes. Do you have your full social by chance?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are.
380
Okay.
27 3404.
And then I'm just going to go over this. It's 380-273-4004. Okay. And then the email I have generated on file is pebblesj03@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then the primary phone number is 313-459-4604.
Yes.
Is that a mobile or a home phone?
My mobile phone.
Okay. And then can I have your home address, please?
2109 Halder Street.
Halder?
Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D.
Hubbard Street, San Fernando, or Detroit, Michigan?
Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And I'm just going to read this back to you. I have 2109 Hubbard Street, Detroit, Wayne County, Michigan, 48209.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then, do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself? It's okay if not.
No, I never got them.
It's okay, but the hospital obviously does, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then this last part, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. We typically only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
Yes.
Live with, and then can I have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
It's Rika, I am.
And then that's R-I-C-K-A?
R-I-K-I-A.
R-I-K-I-A. And then phone number?
313-675-3075. And she's my mother.
Perfect. Awesome. And then 313-675-3075?
Yes.
Perfect. And then before I send these documents, I'm just going to confirm a few things. The home address I have is 2109 Hubbard Street, Detroit, Michigan, Wayne County, 48209.
Yes.
Primary email is pebblesj03@gmail.com. Main phone number is 313-459-4604.
Yes.
The social I have on file is 380-273-4004.
Yes.
First name is Fantasia, F-A-N-T-A-S-I-A, or Fantasia, and then S. Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Yes.
Perfect. And again, I'm very sorry about the ovarian cancer that you did have to go through. The doctor that was treating you was Dr. Radhika Gagoi. She practices out of 4100 John R. Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48201. That's
yes.
Perfect. And that was Carmanos Cancer Center.
Yes.
Your treatment date was 10-20-2022. It's about October. Only used hair relaxer in Michigan. Your date of birth is 03-23-2002.
Yes.
And then 9 date of diagnosis was 09-20-2022.
Yes.
Let's see. Okay. And again, thank you for your time and thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this. I don't want to like make you relive any trauma. I know dealing with cancer is very...
It's okay.
Thank you. And I know dealing with this is very serious. So thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this again. I'm going to send over the documents right now. They're going to come over, or they could come through either text message or email. So just let me know as soon as you do have them. And then we'll walk through them together.
My number.
Okay, perfect. If it's easier to go through email as well, you can do that, but it should be to text message as well.
I'll use my email now.
Okay, nice. Yeah, whichever one's easier for you. As soon as you do click on the link, it's going to take you to a DocuSign page that's going to ask you to review and act on these documents.
Okay.
Just click continue through, and then let me know when you are on the actual documents themselves. It should say hair relaxer litigation on the top, I think.
Okay. Click start now.
There should be a start on the top left or the top right, whichever one. It's going to have you adopt a few signatures throughout the six pages on or the six pages. That you see.
Okay.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
But yeah, if you have any questions or if anything on there is incorrect as far as personal information like spelling, date of birth, social addresses, anything is misspelled, just let me know, or anything's incorrect, just let me know and I can resend the documents.
Okay.
Or from here, it's just gonna have to adopt a few signatures. And then as soon as these are submitted, I think 24 to 48 hours from now, the attorneys are gonna reach out to you. It's just going to be a 5 to 10 minute introduction call between you and them. They're going to basically review everything that we went over today, but it's going to be a lot less time. And then they'll begin your case from there.
Okay.
And then again, if you have any questions, just let me know.
Okay. Okay, I'm on the view plans.
Oh, okay. So, did you click finish?
Yes.
Okay, then you're good to go. You don't have to. They might try to sign you up for like their program, but you're good. If you want to
Okay.
print out these documents, they're all yours. You can sign off of DocuSign for now, but if you want to come back to these, they're all yours. You can print them or anything. I'm just gonna go
Okay.
over this information with you. So I have Fantasia, Fantasias Jones. Street address is 2109 Hubbard Street, Detroit, Michigan 48209.
Yes.
Main phone number is 313-459-4604. Main email is pebblesj03@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or date of birth is 03/23/2002. Full social is 380-273-40-3404.
Yes.
And then,
Yes.
okay. Everything should be good to go. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. So if you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can reach out to me directly.
Okay.
But yeah, for today we should be good. But if you do have any questions about the documents or anything about this case, just shoot me a text, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.